Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host and the director of the next chapter Widows Ministry. I like to apologize for last week. You know, I don't care how good our website, our program, our Zoom, you're going to have issues. And last week we did have some issues. I was talking and could not see none of the numbers came up, so I knew something was happening. And then when I called one of my regular callers to see if they could hear me anything, and I heard that my voice was going in and out. So we definitely had technical difficulties, and I apologize. And what I didn't do, I talked about something else. I didn't talk about the seven stages of grief because I didn't want to. I think that was important for me to do that on the next show. So that's exactly what I did. So I talked about something else, and you could not hear me the whole time I was on the air, and I could not see your number, so I didn't know who had called in. I wasn't sure at first that you could hear me. But I did call someone, and they told me that you heard me from time to time. But apologize for that. And you know, we from time to time we'll have technical difficulties. And a couple of things that I'm not able to use tonight is they're still having problems. But I can see your numbers. I know you're calling, and I know you can hear me because I tested it by talking to one of my callers a few minutes ago. So. All is well, and we're going to begin where we left off from a couple over a week ago. Now, I wanted to finish this up in the month of March, and today is the last Tuesday. So what I'm going to do, I am not going to rush because I really feel that all of this is important. I am going to have to go into April, and I'm going to go ahead and make this announcement now because I have a lot to cover. Next, we are going to talk tonight about depression, reflection, and loneliness, and the upward turn. I am going to go into April with number six, reconstruction, and working through number seven, acceptance and hope. That'll be in April as well. But next week is spring break for my grandchildren. Some of you do not know, and some of you do know that I've been helping my daughter with her children with virtual learning. I call myself now a paraprofessional because I've been doing this since last August. I feel like I'm a teacher now. But they are having spring break next week, and I am going to enjoy spring break also. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break from the Next Chapter blog talk show as well as some time, some me time that I need. Because they are over here every day, but this week they went back to school full time. But I still have to pick them, drop them off and pick them up. So I'm still doing the Nana and professional apparel duties. So next week, Sheila Coley, who's the president of our ministry, she will be on next week. And I'm not sure what her topic is, but she will probably, I will probably send a text out for her because I have all the names, the group names and everything of everyone. So I might be the one that send a text out, but Sheila will be on the air next week. After next week, I'll come back and finish the seven stages of grief, number 6 and 7. So let us begin. And I want to refresh, just recapture a couple of things that we've talked about: shock and denial. Shock and denial was number one. And I want to just briefly say something about each one of them. It is very common to experience shock during denial during shock. But it is a good thing to experience that. And I talked about what happened with me, how I planned my husband's funeral. It helped me because I was able to deny it and just plan the funeral. It helped me. What it does is give you that cushion and emotional protection from being overwhelmed all at once. So you know one thing, even though that you have lost a special loved one, God is still there because God established this thing called denial and shock when you have lost a special loved one. Because whatever emotions that you go through, all of a sudden you're in a daze, you're in a shock, and you also deny what you're going through. And that helped me. It helped me to plan the funeral because I just sort of put it in the pocket. And I said, I got to do what I got to do. And I didn't think about it until the wake happened and all those emotions that I was holding in came out. But that's very helpful to you because it does help you through that period. Now, we talked about pain and guilt. I want to read something, a quote by Vanessa Bryant. Vanessa Bryant is Kobe Bryant's basketball player wife. And you know, you all heard about the story of him and the daughter died in the same plane crash. She quoted in a magazine, Essence magazine, "The pain is unimaginable. Lying in bed crying isn't going to change the fact that my family would never be the same again." That was the pain that she experienced. So you want to feel that pain also. And you're also going to feel guilt. The guilt is where maybe something that you said, you didn't say, or you wanted to say, whatever you wanted to do before your loved one passed away. You had that guilt feeling. If I had done this, I had done that. Yeah, I had those guilt feelings as well. And we talked about anger. Anger is most of the time you're angry with someone else. You are building up that wall just to because you don't want to feel the hurt that you're going through, so you get angry and you start questioning. You feel angry with the friends, family, and guess what? The most important, you get angry with God. Why did God let this happen to my husband? Why did he do this to me? And this goes on with questions. So those are guilt and also question. I mean, we're going back to anger. I'm building up that anger in you. Bargaining is also talking about, like, for instance, God, if I had done this, would this have happened? You know, why do you let this happen because I did this? This bargaining, going back and forth, just trying to find a way that maybe to have changed the thing, you know, changed that your loved one didn't die. So those are the feelings of bargaining. And so tonight we are going to be talking about depression, reflection, and loneliness. That's number four. All of these are all in four. And I am going to, I hope that you have your books out, because every night we talk about the seven stages of grief. You need your book, because I'm going to go to a lot of the different stories tonight and talk about these different issues. Depression. So if you don't have your book, I hope you're nearby, grab it, and let's turn to, let me see what page I have for. We're going to talk about depression. Now, I mentioned to you the week before about the story. Where is that story? On page 76. Let's go to page 76. We talked about the three, first go to 75 so you can see the title. Three enemies that I wasn't expecting to come along the route, to come along for the ride. And if you go to 76, she mentioned, Tanya, who wrote this story, mentioned three different enemies, and those enemies were anxiety, depression, and fear. And tonight we are talking about depression. So you see where she experienced all three of those things, but depression was definitely one. She really went into a deep depression. So she had to seek not just my Christian counseling advice. She had to go to professional help. She needed professional help. She really got into a deep depression. And because these three things affected her at this particular time. So depression can really put you in a state of being, but she did go for help. And that is a great thing, that she knew that she could not do it alone. I knew her from the church, but she knew that she needed professional help because of what she was going through. And she was young when she lost her husband. I think she was in probably the late 30s, or maybe early. I think it was late 30s. If it was, it was close to early 40s. But she had two little kids, just like I did. And I talked to her on Sunday because I called and wished her happy birthday, and talked to her for a while. And pretty much both of us had two small children to have to raise. But she was blessed, just like I was blessed. Both of her children, one of them finished college. Her son, about 3 years ago. And the daughter, now she's working on her master's degree. But you know one thing, God is able. And we talked about that in spite of us having to raise these little babies by ourselves, God was right there and helped us to get them educated and all that stuff. And they're doing well. So they took her out for her birthday. So it was just knowing that God is able to change things. But let's go back. I just wanted to mention that. Let's go. Let me see. I'm going to go on to loneliness. There's more. I might go back to depression in a minute, but I have these pages and I don't want to lose my time. But here we go. Looking here. Turn to page. Okay, let's turn to page 29. Sleeping alone after the death of my husband. This is loneliness, talking about loneliness. Sleeping alone after the death of my husband was very dramatic. I couldn't bring myself to go to bed, so I stayed up as late as I could. Once in bed, I found myself staying on the other side of the bed that I claim as mine very early in our marriage. I was afraid to move because I knew that the other side of the bed was missing, her husband, Eli. In the next paragraph, she talked about the pain of my loss. So she also expressed the pain where we talked about in number two, pain and guilt. And right in that same paragraph, she talked about the loneliness that was agonizing. And I'm sure many of you are feeling it and have felt it, that that loneliness is very agonizing. You miss your husband. I don't know how. I know one of the widows, she passed away back in December. This was many years after her husband transitioned. But you know what she used to do? She had papers. She slept on one side, but she had papers, bills, whatever, dealing with their papers that she was working on. The other half of the bed, she had that side on her husband's side. And it was just so funny. She said she just laid on that side, but everything that she read of new bills or whatever, it was on one side of the room. Her mind could not get her to organize or do nothing. That's what she did. So each one of you are doing something different. But just knowing that it's normal, natural, and necessary period of time that you, when you're going to grief. So I wanted to mention that too. Let me go to the next. Let me see here. That is the upward turn. Let me. I also wanted to read a passage. And I wanted to do the definition of what it says about depression, reflection, and loneliness. A long period of sad reflection overtakes a person. Wait a minute. My computer just went blank. Okay. Overtakes a person and the magnitude of the loss sets in. And you hear about some of the things I've read from the stories already. And loneliness is, I want to read about loneliness. For many people, grief is an incredible lonely time. Not only is your loved one gone, but the changes in your life situation can affect your relationship and family members and friends. I talked about how my sister and I, a relationship when her husband transitioned, they do not really know how, people do not know how you feel, how much you're hurting, and sometimes you just want to be alone. You're lonely and you want to be alone. You don't want to be with nobody. You want to close the doors. Don't even open up the windows. You don't want to stay in there and just be by yourself. So this is one of the most difficult times for widows who have been married for so many years. The longer you're married, the more you feel the pain, the hurt, the loneliness. Now, I want to mention one more story before we go into the upward turn. Okay. This turn to page 51. We're going to go pretty quickly with this. Page 51. My journey, and this part of her story is called Frozen. When she went to Walmart, she was frozen. My journey continues. I was in Walmart buying some food for Thanksgiving. This was going to be the first Thanksgiving without my husband. It was going to be just my son and me, and I took a chance and went there just like Robert and I used to do. I was pushing the cart, and when I started having this feeling down in my stomach, it felt like an ocean wave that was slowly heading onto the shore and getting bigger and bigger along the way. I thought I was going to throw up. I started getting hot and felt that I couldn't breathe. As I looked around, I was getting depressed. depression again because everyone was happy getting their stuff for Thanksgiving, and I was drowning in sorrow, the pain. As I walked faster and faster, I stopped suddenly and leaned over to the on the cart. I was panicking. I stopped, and I was frozen right there in the middle of the main aisle of the in Walmart. I began crying, sobbing, and booing out loud with tears screaming down my face, trembling, saying, "Oh, God, oh, Robert." She just froze right in that spot. But let me tell you the good thing that happened in that store, if you can finish reading the story later. Her friend who introduced her to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, okay, she had lost her husband too. She was in, would you believe how good, let me tell you how God connects the dots. She was falling apart, frozen in that spot, could not move. She decided to call her. When she called her, guess who was in the same Walmart on the other side of the store? She was there. When she called and said, "What Walmart are you at?" And they were in the same Walmart. So she came running over there and was there to help her, you know, to comfort her. And because she couldn't move. And the people in the store didn't know what to do for her and didn't know what she was going through. So that's how God connects the dots. He's still watching over you in spite of those situations, those questions that you have, that those, your loved one is gone. He's right there by your side. So I wanted to share that and finish read that story because it's a wonderful story. And her story is Love in Black and White. And when you read that story, you'll know why it was named Love in Black and White. We're going to move on now to the upward turn. The upward turn, you get better. You begin to feel better with encouragement from your church members, your pastor, your family, your friends, and also the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. You started reading scripture that encourages you and builds you up and gives you more hope. But all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you that you can go. Remember I told you about the why's you and how you start with the pain and the anger, the shock, and all that stuff. You're going down like a roller coaster ride. But as you go upward bound, that means you're feeling better and you're trying to get a hold of your life. But sometimes you can fall right back down because something is going to remind you of that loved one, music or whatever, something that was said. That can happen. But you will go back up. So that's the upward turn of that U. But I want to read a couple of stories before that will let you know that there is an upward turn. And let me tell you, show you, listen, on page 28, how one of the little widows will encourage you that she was going on the upward turn. Lift your head and keep looking up. My husband's spirit is with me, and I can hear him saying things like, "Lift your head and keep looking up." I tried after Bobby died to be strong in God. I knew of God's power and have seen so many miracles, the gift in her daughter. And read that story because she'll tell you the story about her daughter. I knew without a doubt God would see me through. At first, I became very busy, and then months later, spiritual awakening came over me to let me know he was still guiding me through the process. I felt the presence of God speaking and guiding me every step of the way. He gave me the strength. And he promised he would, as he promised he would. There is another story here that I wanted to read about that upward turn on page 87. Okay. Her story. The name of her story, I Learned How to Manage My Life. And this is how one of the, her last paragraph that she wrote, how she can begin to manage her life. Later, I went to Niagara Falls with my church. The whole time there, I thought about how good it would have been to have Johnny by my side. I'm still lonely, talked about loneliness, but I try not to be lonely. I am now involved with my church and the community center. I go out with my girlfriends and have a great time. God left me here for a reason and a purpose, and just knowing there's a purpose. Each one of you have a purpose in life, and maybe you aren't using your purpose before. Ask God to show you, and maybe you know what it is. So begin to do your purpose, and this will help you to get through this time in your life. And she also said, I want to fulfill my life and be the best mother, grandmother, and friend that I can be. So this is how she continued to go on the upward turn. You have to believe in God and trust God. Even though this happened to you, you still got to trust God. He will get you through it one day at a time, but he will. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's exactly what he means when he says that. So these are some of the stories I wanted to share with you about this topic, these two topics tonight, stage number 4 and 5. The second week in May, I'll come back and discuss reconstruction and working through. And number 7, acceptance and hope. And there is hope for tomorrow. Okay, I have one more thing I wanted to share. I have something that I, my daily word that I read every, is daily word. I get the printed kind. I like to keep it because I can always use it later. But you can come, it comes also in digital. But I wanted to make one announcement before I, excuse me one second. I want to, just a minute. I have one announcement before I read this passage from the Daily Word. I sent all of you my email, I think last week, regarding FEMA. FEMA is going to help refund all of your, whoever loved one died with COVID-19. Reimburse you up to, I think, $7,000, but you have to have certain documents. Well, they have updated that website, and I'm going to send that to you tomorrow. So look for that. If you know anyone, yourself or anyone that loved one have died due to COVID-19, they can be reimbursed for funeral expenses. And I sent that to you about a week ago. I'm going to send you an update tomorrow. I'm going to send it by text. All you have to do is click on the link and you'll be able to see all the information. And it gives you a list of all the things that you need. And you need to start sending, getting into, I mentioned it to you before at our meeting, monthly meeting. You have to get the documents together, and there's a link to get all this information, the different documents you need, as well as where to send it. And it begins April 1st. April 1st is the end of this week. So we only have one more minute, and I want to go ahead and read this. My unshakable faith. My faith is unshakable. Yes, we all get weak in our faith, but this is something that you want to listen to. The world seems to be changing more and more with each passing day. The changes may happen so fast, in fact, that I may feel shaken are even a little frightened. At these times, I am grateful that my faith remains unshakable. No matter what is happening in the world around me, I can take refuge in the truth, the enduring reality of God. We must continue to have faith in God. At other times in my life, I may have placed my faith in things of the world only to be disappointed by their end and terminating. I can't pronounce that well. But anyway, worldly conditions will always come and go. Today, I place my faith in the unchanging truth of God. I believe that there is one presence and one power, which is absolutely good. My faith is unshakable and stands me in good stead to weather whatever comes my way. The scripture that goes with this is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Yes, if you had strong faith before, you need to continue with that strong faith. You need to continue to believe in God, walk with God. God is walking with you. Believe that you're going to get through this. I know it might be hurting and you might be lonely and you're feeling guilty about something. You're depressed and you're lonely, all of that. God is walking with you every step of the way. Just like I talked about, her name was Vanessa, who was frozen in Walmart. But when she called her girlfriend, who also was a widow, she was right in the same Walmart. That nothing but God. That's assuring that God is there with you. And God was showing her that even though that she was going through these emotional feelings, that God had her friend to be right there where she needed her the most, in Walmart, on the other side of the store. So just knowing that God is just like that. He will send people. He will send you scriptures. He will send whatever to get you through the storm. And you will get through it. Many of my widows have gotten through it. It takes time. But all of this is normal, necessary. Well, normal, natural, and necessary. You go through it. You have to go through it. But you can get through it. You can weather the storm. And that is all I have for you. Have a wonderful Easter. Be with family. Don't be alone. Be with your family, your grandkids. I know they're going to be having a good time with the Easter egg hunt or whatever you have in store for them. Be with your family. Have a great resurrection weekend. And be blessed. And tune in next week and listen to Sheila. I don't know what her topic is, but listen to her. And then the following week, I'll be back. Just pray for me that I will have a good time and enjoy my spring break, not with the kids. A few days I'm going to be with the kids, but not the whole time, just knowing that I need that time. So I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed and have a great resurrection weekend. And I will send that information to you tomorrow by in a group text where you can go and get that information. If it doesn't apply to you, please send that information to others. Share. Always share. Because when you help someone else, it helps you. It makes you feel good that you've helped someone. And be blessed and have a great evening. And I am going to play Jason Nelson Forever. Because God loves you forever. He still loves you. He didn't turn his back on you. We all can't stay in this world forever and ever. We all have our own time. And I'm trying to find it here. Here we go. Where is it? Computer, you're acting up tonight again. Trying to move this. It's not. Might have to play another song. Yep. Can't seem to get to that song. But anyway, I'm going to play something else. God maybe don't want me to play that song. He want me to play James Fortune, that you're going to have to live through it and you're going to get through it. Seems like I'm a little frozen here. Nothing. There we go.
I'll be committed. Nothing in this world can make me walk away. whoa.